What a boring, predictable gospel, right? Two brothers who don't get along. Could have been the biography of my childhood. But believe it or not, before the story's over, we find the two brothers agreeing about something. They both agree that the younger brother doesn't deserve a party. In fact, you could say the key question, one of the key questions of the gospel, is what do I deserve from my father? I deserve my share of the inheritance. I don't deserve to be your son. He doesn't deserve to have a party. What do I deserve? Well, the term merit refers to something that is owed to someone. In other words, I earned something by my actions. So a scout could earn a merit badge by following certain steps. An employee could earn a merit bonus by going above and beyond their duty. Driving under the influence could merit me a fine or even jail time. But with regard to God, there's no strict merit because God doesn't owe us anything. Everything we have comes from God. That's the foundation of stewardship. But God freely chose that our actions would be pleasing to him, that our actions would merit his grace. So here we have the younger brother who demands his share of the estate. Give me the share that should come to me. I deserve it. That's a misunderstanding of merit. And here we have the older brother. Not once did I disobey your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to celebrate. I deserve it. Another misunderstanding of merit. Sometimes we can be tempted to think in the same way. I keep the commandments. I'm generous with my tithing. I raised my kids in the faith. So God, give me my reward. Or on the flip side, I lost my job. One of my family members died. I got hurt and I'm out for the season. And I say, God, what did I do to deserve this? Another misunderstanding of merit. The reality is that when I do something good, God chooses to reward me for that good work. Not because I've earned his grace, but because I've cooperated with his plan of salvation. Keeping in mind that the first movement, the first grace, always comes from God. So when the younger son hits rock bottom and says, I'm going to return to my father, he didn't merit that initial desire to go back. That was a pure gift from God. The same thing happens when I decide that I need to go to confession, or that I want to take an hour in the adoration chapel, or I'm going to read the scriptures every morning. I can't really say, hey, look at me, when it was God who gave the first grace of turning my heart. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, whose image is right here in our church, St. Teresa of the Little Flower, she says that in the evening of this life, we will appear before God with open and empty hands. Open and empty hands. She says, I do not ask the Lord to count my works. She says, I want to do the good things on this earth for love alone, not because I'm trying to earn my salvation. The younger son went from, I deserve my inheritance, to, I don't deserve anything. And in doing so, he went from earning to loving. And if the Lord brings out the finest robe and puts a ring on our finger and sandals on our feet, it won't be because we did something incredible, but because he did something incredible through us.